She was a coal industry magnate. We're talking in the same league as industrialists like Andrew Carnegie and Henry Frick at a time when women couldn't even vote. Sarah B. Cochran, in a word, was a baller. She grew up poor in southwestern Pennsylvania, and as a young woman, she worked as a maid in the home of James Cochran, a pioneer in the business of coal and its byproducts. James Cochran's son Philip fell for Sarah. They married in 1879, and Philip soon took over the family business. He showed Sarah how to run things, and when he died of pneumonia at age 49, Sarah took over. She became president of several coal companies, and under her leadership, she expanded the enterprise, taking it international. Cochran made a lot of money, and let's just say she knew how to spend it. She funded scholarships and became a prominent donor to colleges and universities. She supported the women's suffrage movement, and she also built herself a gorgeous Tudor-style mansion with 35 rooms, 27 fireplaces, and its own railroad stop. This part I love. Cochran hired 60 Italian stonemasons to do stonework on the mansion, and then she sponsored all of them for U.S. citizenship. Baller!